Hello, I'm Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bites by MSDN. Today I'm excited. We have an old friend back to the show, a good friend of mine. We just came from a very exciting keynote. His name is Andrew Brust. Andrew, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So I can't, either you're completely insane or the smartest guy I know. You started a fairly new company called Blue Badge Insights.
We're less than a year old. We're 9 months old.
And when have we ever needed more insight on what the heck Microsoft is doing than right now?
You could do PR for me, Tim. That would be awesome. There's a lot of change going on right now. And honestly, even with Microsoft, even when there's not so much sort of outward change, there's still a lot of work to do in order to kind of understand what's going on with the stack, what the best strategic bets are for the different technologies, where to put them in play. And that is Blue Badge's business. We do that not just for customers of Microsoft, but also for partners of Microsoft to understand the strategy and to understand how to work more effectively with Microsoft.
And seemingly with such a large strategy shift in the developer ecosystem, I would think you're going to be busy for a while.
I would certainly hope so. And I think it's not just in the developer side, but really kind of, I mean, what we've seen at this show is the whole client side is shifting. I would argue that creates shifts on the server and in the enterprise as well. So everything is a bit in flux, but I think it's good flux because Microsoft needs to change things up a little bit to remain competitive.
It's exciting flux, no doubt. I mean, changing back to Windows developers for us .NET folks who have been, you know, in this .NET ecosystem now for a decade.
That's right. And decade is sort of the witching hour, right? When you get to 10 years old, it's usually time to stir the pot at least a little bit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, certainly exciting times. But you also, we're friends, and I know you have a technical passion also. In addition to be the guy that is explaining to the world what Microsoft is doing strategically from a technical perspective and from a business perspective, you have a love of business intelligence. And that's certainly a part of your life also. Does that play into all this new Windows 8 thing?
Yeah, it does in a big way. I'm actually on Microsoft's BI, Business Intelligence Partner Advisory Council, and have been for about 5 years. So, you know.
Which means you're helping Microsoft by guiding them in their BI platform.
That is certainly one purpose of the Partner Advisory Council, the PAC, is to give some realistic market feedback to the different product teams and to report on sort of newer trends, like the fact that, you know, BI dashboards running on tablets are actually really important. They're a prerequisite for many BI projects at this point. So even though the stuff that's going on in Windows 8 looks like it's completely geared to the consumer, it actually has a real importance to the enterprise. And the other thing to realize is that every executive on the business side in an enterprise is a consumer. So folks who, you know, use a device recreationally would have a preference for using that for work, if that's possible, too.
Well, we're seeing that from the other side, most definitely. You know, Microsoft's competition has done a pretty darn good job of getting consumer devices into what we would typically call enterprise-type businesses. Did I just hear you say that you think that Microsoft has a chance here with slate-like mobile devices in this world?
They've definitely got a chance. They also have their work cut out for them.
Exactly.
There's a lot to do. We got our hands on a prototype tablet, all of us here, at this conference, at the Build conference. So far, so good. But I think the work's cut out for them. There's a distance to cover yet.
So what do you think? If you don't mind me putting you on the spot, you know, the way I look at it is Windows 8. It's going to be about adoption. It's cool. It's great. It's going to make technology people like us happy. How do you see a prevalence of adoption? Do you see an adoption curve for this? Do you see maybe a struggle in adoption like we saw in Windows Vista?
I don't think we'll have quite that struggle. I think, you know, the power of incumbency for Microsoft is pretty strong. If for no other reason, honestly, than just, you know, the support lifecycle. Eventually old versions need to get out and new versions need to come in. Sometimes things sweeten the deal and new versions come in more quickly. Sometimes things sour the deal and there's more resistance. So perhaps your allusion to Windows Vista, you know, sort of ties into the latter scenario there. Hopefully with Windows 8, it will tie into the sweetener scenario that people will want it sooner rather than later. But, you know, the enterprise moves kind of slowly but surely. So we're really just getting to the point now where Windows 7 migrations are happening full on. So, you know, it'll take a while for Windows 8, no matter when it comes out, no matter how good it is. But it will happen. That will help things like the BI scenario I mentioned before. If we can get dashboards on a Windows tablet, if executives traveling on a plane can do their hardcore work and their, you know, more passive tablet work and do that on one device instead of having a big laptop and a tablet from that other company in their briefcase, they're probably going to be happier with the one device, but it's got to be a really good device.
Outstanding. Thank you. I think it's clear why Blue Badge Insight is doing so well. We appreciate the insight, and we certainly appreciate you coming here today.
Thank you very much.
And thank you guys for watching.